So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, which is 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. If you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead to iTunes and subscribe so you can get this in your inbox or your phone every single day. My guest today is so amazing. She's a passionate entrepreneur, a small business advocate. She's actually also a mother of four children, dear to my heart. So I'm so joyful to welcome to the podcast, Nellie Acow. Welcome, Nellie.
Thanks, Erica. How are you?
I know. We've tried to have this show.
I know. It's finally happening.
I know. It's funny because I rarely get sick, and oh my goodness, last week I got sick. So why don't you just kind of open with an aha moment for our audience, something that just woke you up to your entrepreneur skills and abilities.
I think my aha moment in my life was when I was approached by Intuit back in 2005, and I was offered to get acquired with my first company. We had a company back then, and we were just doing our own thing, running our daily routine of running the business. And then all of a sudden I get a call from Intuit, the makers of Quicken and QuickBooks, with, hey, we want to buy your company. Are you interested? So I think that was my biggest aha moment at the age of 30. I'm sorry?
Did you sell it to them?
I did. So that was my biggest aha moment. That was back in 2005. And yes, I did sell it to them, and I cashed out big, and I took 3 years off. And then I realized that I was too young, too bored, and frankly, too motivated to take on an early retirement.
Oh my.
So I decided to start all over again in 2009 with my current company, CorpNet.com.
Wow, that's an awesome story. I'd love it. What do you think is one of the biggest mistakes that young entrepreneurs make when they're growing their businesses?
I think the biggest mistake that an entrepreneur makes is jumping in too quickly and not having a plan, in my opinion. I think having a business plan is really, really important. Having a vision from start to finish, even though, you know, at some point you may have to change the roadmap as to how you're going to get through that vision. But I think failing to have a business plan is one of the biggest mistakes I've seen, and not having a budget to complete that business plan or business idea that you're planning on achieving.
You know, that just kind of like, when I hear that, I think about my upbringing as a I'm a little older as a girl, and what the expectations were of me. And really, there wasn't a lot of expectation that I would have business acumen. Like, it really wasn't something that was just built into the expectation of my, you know, upbringing. And so how can we sort of like educate ourselves as young entrepreneurs?
I think it's really important, in my opinion, to align ourselves with people who we view as successful people in our lives, people who you look up to. I think it's super, super important because when you align yourself with people who you envision yourself in wanting to be, then, in my opinion, you'll start, gathering that and acumen that you're looking for. So I think, you know, having a mentor is critical. I've had one most of my life, and I've always aligned myself that with people that I always want to be like and strive to be.
I love it. Hey, I have another question for you. So what kind of gets you inspired? What gets you going? You have such a successful business now. So tell me what inspires you.
Oh my God, you gave me goosebumps. You know, it's funny because to this moment, I get inspired. My biggest inspiration in my life is my children. I have four children, four beautiful, amazing kids that, in my opinion, have taught me so much.
Wow.
Than I can ever imagine. They've taught me to become a better leader, a better parent, a better individual, a better human. And that in and of itself inspires me to become a better person day by day and to strive to want to become better at whatever I do. My husband inspires me daily and motivates me. He's an amazing soul. He's an amazing human being that strives me to become a better wife, a better business partner. And frankly, my team here at CorpNet, they inspire me because when I see them work as hard as they do, they drive me to work harder. And lastly, our customers at CorpNet.com, you know, when I get that call or that email that tells me I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to doing and they love the service that they've been receiving from us, it's again another confirmation that I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing. So all of that encapsulates my daily inspiration.
Well, for anybody who just kind of tuned in, I know some people tune in here and there, maybe didn't hear the whole thing. Why don't you give us a little bit more of what CorpNet is and what it's about?
Our company, CorpNet, provides document filing services in all 50 states to new and existing business owners who want to start a business or have an existing business and want to take it to the next level by either setting it up as a corporation or an LLC. We also provide corporate compliance services to existing business owners who want to keep their company in compliance for years to come. We offer, you know, trademark protection and copyright filing services. So any new startup or an existing business owner who's looking to get away from the headache of dealing with paperwork when it comes to their business, whether it's to, you know, set up a corporation or an LLC or set up a sole proprietorship, register a business name, make modifications to their business. We handle any and all types of business filings in all 50 states.
How can we find you? That was a great update. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
I had a scratchy throat, so I had to mute myself while I coughed. So tell us how we find you, Nellie.
So you can find us online at www.corpnet.com. You can simply pick up the phone and dial us at 1-888-449-2638. We're open Monday through Fridays from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time daily. And we have business filings experts that are standing by to assist you through live chat anytime during those business hours. You can also find us on Facebook at CorpNet or on Twitter at CorpNet or simply email us to info@corpnet.com.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Thank you.